If only I could break the glass separating me and Maman with my thoughts alone. On one side of the glass doors are the long lines of people with their photos and papers that prove that they belong here in America, that they are allowed to taste a bit of this free air. On the other side is me, pressing my forehead against the thick see-through wall. My shoulder hurts from the weight of the carry-on bag. I refuse to put it down for fear that they will take it away too. Maman, I whisper to the glass, hoping that my voice will ease through, fly above all those people's heads, travel on a plane back to New York, and reach her. We had been holding hands for courage when we arrived at customs in Kennedy Airport. Mama had carried all our important documents in a big yellow envelope tucked into her large purse. Our passports, her visa, and the papers to prove that we are who we say we are, that we are from the city of Port-au-Prince, that I am an American citizen by birth, and I left for good when I was only an infant, that we own a little house in the neighborhood of Del Mar, and that Mama has a business selling brand name Pepe, second-hand American clothes. All these things to prove that we are only visiting relatives and plan to return home to Haiti. But how could they have read our minds? How could they have known that my mother's big sister in Detroit had been sending us money to leave Haiti forever? How could they have known that we didn't plan to go back?
Miss Valerie Toussaint, I need you to come with me,
the man had said. His voice was like the pebbled streets in Del Mar, rough and unsteady as they pulled Maman's hand from mine, as they motioned for me to continue through the line with Maman's desperate pleas trailing behind me.
Allez, Fabiola! Go, Fabiola! Don't worry, I will meet you there.
And as I got on the connecting flight from New York to Detroit. But too much has happened for me to cry now. On the plane ride leaving Port-au-Prince for JFK, I had curled into my mother, and together we looked out the window. Up high in the sky, all the problems we had left behind seemed so tiny, as if I could pick them up one by one and fling them out of the universe. On the flight to Detroit, I am alone. I look down at America, its vastness resembling a huge mountain. I felt as if I was just a pebble in the valley. My mother will be on the next plane, I tell myself over and over again, just like when she sends me ahead on my own by foot or by tap-tap or by motor taxi. I tell myself that this won't be any different. Here in Detroit Metro Airport, there are no long lines to show papers and proof to uniformed people. I ease into America's free air, like a tourist returning home. With every step I take out of the terminal, I look back and up and around, as if my mother will appear from out of nowhere. I search for her face in the crowd of new arrivals rushing past me, some with their eyes as weary as mine, others tracking every too bright light, every movement of each person around them, peering into every corner of this too big place. But none of them is Mama. I spot a lady official who is wearing the same uniform as the ones who took my mother away. I take several long steps toward her, dragging the carry-on behind me. My shoulder is sore.
Excuse me, miss. I am looking for Valerie Toussaint, coming from New York, I say, with my very best English.
I'm sorry, young lady, I have no idea who that is. And there isn't another flight coming in from New York into Detroit till the morning. If you're waiting for someone to pick you up, follow the signs that read baggage claim, she says, and starts to walk away. I shake my head.
Valerie Toussaint in New York, I say. They took her. They say she can't come to the United States.
You had someone with you in New York?
I nod.
Is she being detained? I stare and blink and shake my head. I search my brain for this word, trying to find the Creole word for it or a French one. Détenir. To hold back, to keep from moving.